Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
There they go. Absolutely not.
Jump. I'm going to do the Eddie Vedder.
Yeah. What is that? Oh, no. Is that what he does? Oh.
It's like,
let's get to Zach from Arlington. Zach, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. Who did Bill Clinton admit to having an affair with?
Monica Lewinsky.
Correct. The NBA in North America is currently composed of how many teams?
Pass.
What does the abbreviation AOL stand for?
America Online.
Yes. Ren McCormick is the main character from what musical movie?
Pass.
What sports drink was created by Coca-Cola Company and released in 1987?
Gatorade?
No.
Powerade?
Yes. The largest mall in the United States is located where?
Minnesota.
Yes. The what space shuttle exploded 73 seconds after launch in 1986?
The Challenger?
Yes. Who played the title character in the drama The Sopranos?
James Gandolfini.
Yes. The common disorder IBS stands for what?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes. The NBA in North America is currently composed of how many teams?
I'm not sure. 20?
No. Okay, I have he did very, very well. I do have a question. So yeah. AOL, he said America Online.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
It's American Online.
What?
I think.
Oh.
Is it not?
I think it's America Online. At least that's what I recall from my years of having an AOL email address.
No, it's America.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm wrong. Phew. All right, Zach, that means you got 4-8.
Dang.
Correct.
Zach, representing the Stilly Valley this morning, dude.
Woo!
I'm ready to beat Migs. Me and my mom listen to the show every morning. She just tied with him the other morning, and I'm ready to beat him.
Wow.
I love that. It's a family thing.
That's awesome. What's your mom's name?
Her name's Becca. She played the day before yesterday.
Did she beat him?
She's tied.
Oh.
Okay.
His mom played you. Oh, wow. So there's some serious bragging rights might happen if you beat me.
Pressure's on, Steve.
Yes!
That's right.
So you better lose.
Well, I don't need that kind of stress. I'm not working with much sleep. I feel like he already has a little bit of an advantage.
Oh, you're already making excuses for yourself?
You know what? No. I perform better when I'm tired. I'm freaking tired. Let's go.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. Ugh. Who did Bill Clinton admit to having an affair with?
Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
Yes. The That's NBA right. in North America is currently composed of how many teams?
32.
No.
30.
Yes. What does That's the abbreviation AOL stand for?
America Online.
Yes. Ren McCormick is the main character from what musical movie?
Grease.
No.
Grease 2.
No.
Pitch Perfect?
No. What sports drink was created by Coca-Cola Company and released in 1987?
Gatorade? Yeah, Gatorade?
No.
Red Bull?
No.
Sports drink.
I'm pretty sure that's an energy drink, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to get that energy. Like right now, I need it. I'll pass.
Okay. The largest mall in the United States is located where?
Largest, Minnesota.
Yes. What space shuttle exploded 73 seconds after launch in 1986?
The Challenger.
Correct. Who played the title character in the drama The Sopranos?
Tony Soprano.
No.
James Gandolfini.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a loss.
Oh!
8-7.
Oh!
Let's go, Zach.
We call that a Zach attack.
Yeah.
Did you hear him singing his own winter song?
What was it?
That's right.
Do it again.
I'm the best around. Nothing's ever going to bring me down.
Oh, I like it when you sing it.
To be fair, though, I didn't get much sleep last night.
Okay, and that's true.
I mean, I'm tired, and my brain doesn't operate the best when I'm tired. So,
oh, yeah.
No excuses. Play like a champion.
So are you always tired?
Yes. Always. I have a kid. Danny, I think that answers your question.
I thought
what was the energy or the sports drink?
First of all, Ren McCormick?
That is from Footloose.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
Footloose. I've never seen it.
Everybody cut.
You've never seen Footloose?
No, I've seen enough clips to know what it's about, though.
Okay, in your defense, my husband had not seen it until a couple of years ago when I forced him against his will to watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
And did he like it?
He's in his 50s. He had never seen it.
Did he like it?
Of course he did not like it.
I was about to say, if I forced George to watch it, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't like it either. And the sports drink, this one Zach got correct, Powerade.
Powerade.
Mm-hmm.
The entire rest of the game, I'm just trying to think of other sports drinks. I couldn't think of a single one.
Oh, really? Powerade? I love Propels.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I'm a Gatorade girl, too, so.
What's your flavor?
Oh, White Glacier.
Oh.
So good.
I go OG, man. Lemon. Is that that lime?
Yeah.
I just call it yellow?
Yep, yellow.
Yeah.
Or if you're Ted Smith, he calls it green. It's not green.
All right, he needs to get his eyes checked.
There is a green one, but it's like cucumber.
That's what? Like purple.
Weird. Oh, no. No. You and my husband love the grape. One you didn't get to, the common disorder IBS stands for what?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
You would have tied.
Yep.
Oh.
But you lost.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did you change your appearance? All because of a celebrity. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK.
Got some great text messages. One person talked about the Mariners. They said back in 1992, all of us 12-year-olds, we had our hair to our shoulders on the Little League team, all because of Randy Johnson from the Mariners. By 1994, we were all 14, and then we all had buzz cuts, just like, who do you think?
I don't know.
Shave the head.
You?
Yes, I played for the Mariners. The most iconic Mariner that had buzz cut nights.
Oh, Jay Buhner?
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Sorry, I was like, my brain wasn't firing on all cylinders.
No, I thought for sure you were going to be right there. You were right there with Randy Johnson.
The bone.
Yeah, man. That's from Costco Josh. That's awesome. Somebody said I grew my mustache out just like Tom Selleck from Magnum P.I.
Oh, Tom Selleck. I mean, if there was a Mount Rushmore of mustaches, Tom Selleck is absolutely on it.
Whoo! Yes.
Oh, just.
I'm with you on that one.
It is just, it's sexy. I love it.
You got way too excited about that, Steve.
Woo!
It's a good mustache, man.
It is.
Tom Selleck, Burt Reynolds.
Oh.
I always thought my Uncle Ernie, that's a whole other conversation. My Uncle Ernie, I thought was so cool because he had a mustache just like Burt Reynolds.
Put him on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes, absolutely. So he said I shaved a 2-inch stripe down my head, giving myself a reverse mohawk because of Keith Flint from the Prodigy.
Oh.
I even bleached my hair before dyeing it bright red, and yep, that big fan of the Prodigy. Remember that guy?
I loved the Prodigy.
I remember doing a reverse mohawk when I was a kid. And I got in so much trouble. So different reason, but also inspired by a celebrity. So it's kind of funny. I was obsessed with the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal, the wrestlers. Oddly enough, Hawk, his voice for you wrestling fans, they know him. That's the guy who goes, The Rock, here on KSW.
No kidding.
Yeah, Sergeant Hair Club used to work in Chicago. Gave him a few hundred bucks and had him voice saying The Rock a bunch of times, and that's the voice you hear on KSW all the time.
I never knew that backstory. That's amazing.
I remember interviewing Road Warrior Animal, and I told him that story, and he was just so flattered by that. Aww. He was, because Road Warrior Hawk is, well, both are no longer with us, but Road Warrior Hawk was my favorite, and he had the reverse mohawk, and we had clippers for our dog. Hair clippers, so we could see. So one day after school, I was like, I'm doing it. And I shaved my head like that. And this is before, I wish I had a picture of
it. How old were you?
I would say maybe 12. My mom was livid. And granted, it wasn't like shaved all the way down like a bick, but it was like a number one attachment. Like, you know, I mean, I gave myself a crew cut, but still had hair, like a reverse mohawk.
Oh.
And she flipped the hell out. What is wrong with you? Ah. To this day, I wish we had cell phones and disposable cameras where you could quickly get a picture of that kind of stuff, because I have no proof of this.
That the visual is amazing.
Oh, she instantly shaved the rest of my head. She's just like, "What is it? You a moron?"
That's right, Mom.
The Road Warrior Hawk. I want to be just like Road Warrior Hawk.
Aaron in Seattle, you did an actual mohawk, and it was in tribute to whom?
Jason Newsted, when he joined Metallica.
Oh, yeah, because he had that crazy mohawk going.
Yeah, I loved it. I still to this day kind of rock it. It's just been a little cold, so I haven't shaved the sides of the back.
When you do your mohawk, what are the products that you use to keep it spiky?
Spiker's hair glue. Yeah.
Spiker's hair glue. All right.
I remember people used, Elmer's glue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing, right?
Oh, I did. Back then it was eggs and Elmer's glue. For sure.
Eggs and Elmer's glue, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I used to try to do the Liberty Spikes back because of Good Charlotte back in the day. Like when he used to have the...
What is the Liberty Spikes?
Like the really big
Statue
ones.
Of Liberty look?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Come on, Taryn.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't know that was
Get
what
your
was
Good
called.
Charlotte going. It was Benji Madden, and I used to do it, but it was like I never knew how to do it, and then I heard somebody say Elmer's glue, so I used to buy the blue one, like the gel, and I would do it, and as long as no one touched it, it was fine, because the minute you touch it, it started flaking off, and it looks like I had the worst dandruff.
Oh, funny. I didn't know they'll use egg as well.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about times we changed our appearance because of a celebrity. Steven Tacoma, you borrowed some clothing from your sister.
That's funny that you bring that up. Yes, thank you for making totally exposing me there. I'm 29. When I was in middle school, there was a song, You're a Jerk, and I think it was a one-hit wonder.
Yep.
You're a jerk. And skinny jeans were cool, and I was too embarrassed to go and buy some, so I'd just go and use my sister's. But girls' jeans are different than men's jeans, you know what I mean? So, like, girls' jeans, they had the pockets in the back that were non-functioning. And I'm talking skinny jeans, you know, with the little green, the stud belt, you know?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Taryn, you may or may not remember Summer Meltdown with Teddy there.
Yeah.
Teddy Bear. He was there, and you came up to me and you said, "Oh, sweetie, you need some sunscreen."
Sunscreen! Yeah. I put sunscreen on you in the river.
You sure did. Good memory.
That is right. Dude, great to hear from you, Steve.
I know the river all too well at Summer Meltdown. That's a fun spot.
Practice sun safety out there, man, you know?
Crazy stuff happened on the river, including Tyron Daly going up to strangers offering sunscreen.
Well, he looked like he was getting a little pink, and I was like, come here. And I called him over, and I rubbed him down.
So you were not a jerk?
No.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
I can say that I was shocked to learn this. Lenny Kravitz has been celibate for 9 long years.
I know. After the show yesterday, you guys pulled up this story, and both of you were just, both, not you and Danny, you and Sarah, were just like, I can't believe it. He's celibate. We would help him.
We are very thirsty.
I don't know why you sound like that in my head, but
that
you do.
Voice.
I can't believe it.
Here's the thing, though.
He's celibate.
He's waiting for the right woman.
We're the right women.
It could be us together. It really could. Maybe it's right women.
So just double team them?
Yes.
In.
Oh, okay. So you guys are okay with that. That's called teamwork.
Sure is.
Staff bonding.
He says
bad choice to turn.
He says that it's a spiritual thing. He's on a spiritual journey because he didn't like the player he became after his divorce from Lisa Bonet.
Oh, so he went nuts.
I would.
Literally.
Some people had a lot to say about this on social media, so of course we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we found a whole lot of comments from people talking about Lenny Kravitz being celibate, so we sent them to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, grab your favorite comments and reenact them however you'd like. And the fun part is the very last comment is from a celebrity. So that's exciting.
Okay.
But we'll start off with just the regular folks on social media talking about Lenny Kravitz. Are you ready for the first comment?
Sure am.
All right, here we go.
Lenny, it is important to have moments of weakness. It makes you stronger. Now come to mama.
This is going to be one of the instances where we're going to see how horny women are.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Here's our next comment.
More power to them. Unfortunately for most of us, it isn't a choice.
We're also going to see a lot of sad men talking about it.
Oh, no.
Ready for our next comment?
Yeah.
Dude must have a strong forearm.
Does self-love count for being celibate? I don't think so, right?
I don't know.
Asking four,
let's ask
four
our
of us
sex about. Therapist, Sarah, over there, if she knows.
I thought it you can still do it yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't count that as sex.
Do you like to do it yourself?
I'm a DIY kind of person. Here's our next comment from people talking about Lenny Kravitz going celibate.
I'll help him break his streak and start a new spiritual journey together because I'm sweet like that.
Aww.
Also, over under on how many of these were made by Taryn and Sarah.
Right. I think it's by married women.
No, all like, that as well.
But. Yes.
Well. Lenny, I too have been divorced for 10 years and have been celibate waiting for you. I fell in love with you during your interview in the Bahamas. No lie.
Okay, restraining order immediately.
Does anyone else want to know what this interview? I kind of want to find this interview in the Bahamas. What happened in that interview that made her want him so bad? Probably just him looking shirtless.
Exactly, yeah.
Nothing special about the interview.
Working out in his leather pants.
He just looks really hot in the interview, yeah.
I'm celebrating 9 hours of celibacy. Hashtag got laid last night.
Okay.
Wow, dude.
Kind of love that, dude.
Big deal. I've been celibate for longer streaks, and I don't see an article about me. Granted, I'm 53, bald, out of shape. And no one wants to have sex with me. Not even my wife. LOL!
Got a couple more. You ready?
Sure.
Lenny Kravitz, celibate for the last 9 years. Straight to the comments.
Am I supposed to feel sympathy for this f***? Oh, kudos, Lenny. You aren't banging all of the groupies that want to bang you. You are so f***. Brave! Hashtag brave! You deserve an award! F off and kiss my dick to all the thirsty bitches celebrating him. Just admit it. You just want Lenny to let love rule all over your f. SMDH.
We got to let love rule.
All over your beep.
Also, I don't think he was asking for sympathy. I think he was just being honest about his life choices.
We have one more comment about Lenny Kravitz going celibate, and it's from a celebrity. That celebrity is Ice-T. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Man, f*** that journey. That's weird to me. I love to f*** a lot.
Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever been to a wedding where someone actually objected? You know, they always ask, does anyone object?
Yeah. Do you ever look around the room and like, look who? There have been times I've been at weddings and I'm like, who would be the objector? Like, usually it's like that drunk person. I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy gets wasted and says something.
I'm surprised my ex-mother-in-law didn't object to my marrying her son all those years ago.
And how funny. She wasn't wrong.
She would have been right.
Yeah. Maybe that would have done you a favor, saved both of you some time and effort. Did she not like you?
I don't think she would have liked anyone.
Yeah.
Unrealistic expectations.
She just wanted like a good...
The perfect daughter-in-law.
A perfect daughter-in-law, and you were not it.
It doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
It's definitely not Tyron Daly.
No. There's a very funny video going around right now. It's gone viral. It's a cow that crashed an outdoor wedding on a farm in the UK. So the cow's timing is just perfection, and we have the audio.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present... If any person here present knows of any lawful impediment,
okay, that's awesome.
I should not be joined in matrimony. You should declare it now. Non bovine age.
The cow just felt the vibe. What if the cow's right?
I mean, I would be concerned.
City folks just don't get it.
I am looking at some of the text lines. One person has a great story, and they said that the bride's mom, I was at a wedding, and the bride's mom stood up and objected. She said, I love you to the groom, but I don't want anyone else as, and I don't want anyone else as a son-in-law, but my daughter is exactly like me, and I wouldn't be able to let this wedding continue if I didn't warn you about the mess we make out of the lives of people that we love.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn, that's heavy.
That's a lot.
And then said, people who love, make sure you want this, and then sat back down.
While she said her piece.
That would be something that would come up a lot, I feel like. Just like whenever there's an argument, your mother-in-law, my mother-in-law was right. I don't know if I want this anymore.
Do you have to have that included as part of your wedding?
I think it's actually a little bit of an outdated practice when it comes to the wedding ceremony. It's a little bit more traditional. Not as often used.
I don't remember if it was said during my wedding.
That's what I was trying to think.
It might have been.
Yeah. Sarah, did you have it done during your wedding? I don't remember.
No, I don't think it was.
Oh.
I think it's kind of old school.
Yeah.
Same with the whole giving your daughter away thing.
No, at your wedding, they did say it, and then you turned around and said, no bitches better say anything.
Yeah.
And then we all just got quiet. It was very awkward.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That did happen.
Yeah. I was drunk, but I remember that part. Yeah, I guess it's not a, there's no law.
No, I don't think so.
That is so weird. Another person did text and says, when I was about 15 at my uncle's wedding, when they asked if anybody objected, my dad slipped an ice cube down the back of my dress. I proceeded to jump up and yell. Everybody turned around thinking I had something to say, and everybody was confused. LOL.
That is hilarious.
Mental note. Remember to do something
that.
Like that? I wouldn't do it to a 15-year-old niece. That's an uncle that probably pranks her a lot.
Oh my gosh, that is gold.
Do that to like one of your buddies.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You're sitting there, just drop some ice cream, and then turn around and go, what the hell?
Oh, that's the kind of wedding I want an invitation to.
Right?
Where the pranksters are.
Oh man, I always get excited when that question is asked because I am hoping somebody will say something. I had one time where somebody during like the best man and the bridesmaid speeches, maid of honor, that everyone was like just extolling the virtues of the soon to be wife, or I guess the wife, because the speeches were happening after the fact. And one of the drunk buddies of ours just was like annoyed and didn't like her, and he just finally just goes, "Oh my God, enough!" Loud, everybody heard it. The wife's side of the family did not laugh. The groom side, including me and all my hockey buddies, were in tears.
Chuckles McGee.
Oh, absolutely.
206-803-ROCK, have you ever been to a wedding where someone actually objected? Marvin in Auburn, yours was involving a pig and a dog.
Yes, it was. So we go, we get the invite to my aunt's wedding out in Buckley. She's got 12 acres, so the house is on one side. There's the creek splitting them. The 12-acre side, we're just tearing stuff up with Jeeps, quads, you know, muddy mess. So this wedding starts, and they're doing vows. They've walked everybody down the aisle, and, you know, the dad took my aunt down the aisle in a tractor bucket and dumped her off at the altar.
Okay, Marvin, real quick, that might just answer my question. So you are all still a muddy mess while the wedding is going on?
Well, I mean, it was kind of a little bit, but then we all cleaned up really quick just for this. Just kind of. I mean, it was very redneck, bro.
Okay,
it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I'm already loving this story.
So we're doing this, and after tractor dump, you know, they start doing the vows and everything, and I notice this pig walking up to the aisle, and I'm, like, trying to be quiet, but I'm trying to let people know, get this pig out of here. Our family dog, Diesel, a little West Highland white terrier, comes walking up, and he takes a sniff, and he stands up, and, I mean, he's not the height of this pig. His paws are barely touching the back part of this pig, and he starts just going to town in the middle of the aisle. And everybody in this wedding lost their mind. Everyone, even including my aunt and uncle that are about to get married, and it was just like 10 minutes of just pure laughter. And Diesel did not stop. He did not care. I had to go physically grab him off of this pig, and he was just humping away, just grand old time, man. So
Marvin, they always say that people get horny at weddings.
Oh, dude, yeah, man, it was in the air. Love was in the air, bro.
The single ladies, not Diesel, but I guess Diesel got horny.
Hey, at least it was a female pig.
City folks just don't get.
Gotta hose them down.
What just happened?
I don't know.
The Daily Migs Show.